The Federal Communications Commission has ruled that the use of a naughty word by rock singer Bono last year was indecent, but the agency decided not to fine NBC Television for broadcasting the expletive. On the same day as that ruling last week, the FCC proposed two new fines for indecency on the radio. Even though high-profile TV broadcasts helped spark the current debate over indecency, many people in radio are worried they will pay the price, NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
These days, talk radio titan Howard Stern portrays himself as a kind of martyr sacrificed on the altar of the current campaign for cleaner broadcasting. His website even transposes Stern's face onto photos of Jesus from The Passion of the Christ. And on a recent show, Stern got the backing of a listener who identified himself as a Christian and said he'd been harassed for expressing his beliefs.
I stood in the streets and preached to people and tried to talk to people, and I had the local government where I am stop me from doing that because they don't want to give me permits. So it's not just you, it's the government is trying to take all of our rights away.
That is absolutely right.
This is not just about me. This is about you. It's about everyone.
That's right, because
Stern has built a career as an iconoclast, and he, along with co-host Robin Quivers, have channeled their indignation at the current crackdown into an attack on the Bush administration.
We're dealing with a very paternalistic government that wants to spank us and tell us what to do.
The best thing for people to do is to vote the people out who are currently in office, and I'm starting with Bush in November.
Stern has threatened to leave broadcasting and go to satellite radio if the pressure continues, but run-of-the-mill morning jocks don't have that option. Michael Harrison is editor of Talkers Magazine.
Fear is the operative word to describe the mood in the radio business right now.
Fear of the $500,000 fines proposed in legislation passed by the House. Fear of license revocation hearings that bill requires for repeat offenders.
Janet Jackson exposed her breast, and Howard Stern gets thrown off the radio. The general feeling is it's not terribly fair.
Fair or not, drive time personalities have good reason to be afraid. Once, they could at least hope that people who object to potty humor or sex jokes would not listen to their shows. But that's changing. Phil Burris of Cincinnati-based Citizens for Community Values has mobilized listeners in his area.
And we've been taping for about 6 months, these volunteers have, and they listen to them, and we basically teach them what it is that they should listen to and what they're looking for. Just recently, we sent several of the complaints in.
Whether or not those complaints to the Federal Communications Commission lead to any fines, they're clearly having a deterrent effect.
Putman!
So good to be around my close butt ease.
This shtick about the guy with a string of posterior-related puns has been a long-standing morning feature on Denver rock station KBPI. But station manager Mark Remington says he decided to pull the plug on the morning program for a couple of days to review the material. Remington says he even yanked some questionable material from the station website, even though the FCC doesn't have any jurisdiction there.
I mean, I think that a lot of radio stations view themselves as being a target, and you don't want to attract attention by any means.
Remington says the current situation is serious, but he's almost relieved to see the pendulum swinging the other way after years of pressure to keep up with the likes of Howard Stern. For some people, this extra caution might be hard to hear. Shows like Elliot in the Morning still make time for the important things.
Do you ever have to change shirts when the two of you go out just because his sweat kind of seeps onto your clothing?
Stop. No.
How often do you two do it?
Elliot's show was recently hit with a proposed $250,000 fine, not his first FCC penalty. The show's owner says that in the future, jocks who are cited will be fired. So it's still not clear who will have the last laugh. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.